Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Daddy Daughter Podcast. My kid's over here dancing. She loves the music. We love the music. Music by Sophie G, by the way. My friend who makes this music. It's pretty rad.
Okay. We're back.
There you go. I was about to say, it's a daddy daughter podcast, and the daughter hasn't said a word yet. What's going on?
We're back.
How you feeling?
Good.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Happy to be recording again?
Yeah.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah.
You brought it up this time. And I was like, what is going on? I'm not the one pressing for us to record. Yesterday, you were like, hey, Dad, I think we can record tomorrow. And it was pretty rad.
Mm-hmm.
Today, we're going to talk about a topic that you don't want to talk about. How do you feel about that?
I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know yet.
Okay. Well, I'll go first. About 3.5 months ago now, I started therapy.
Mm-hmm.
And it's the first time I've ever, well, actually second time. Years ago, I had some therapy. And I don't think I was exactly in the right headspace to have therapy because I thought it was kind of more of a game, you know. And the game I started kind of playing was like, oh, how can I like keep away my secrets? And I can't tell you exactly why I did it, to be honest with you. You know, years later, I just think that I wasn't exactly ready to go there.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't think I wanted someone in my head. And I had all these really weird preconceived notions. Like, right, growing up, you know, it's crazy people that have therapy. And even now, you know, I bring it up to some people and I'm like, therapy? Like, what? What's wrong with you? You know? And so I started 3.5 months ago. Shout out to Christy. You pretty much get a shout out every time I mention therapy because it was her just kind of saying, oh, you know, that would be something that you could talk through in therapy or whatever, and just kind of gently encouraging me or finding the right way to encourage me. And then I started, and it's been amazing. And you've heard me talk about it a lot in the last like 3.5-4 months. And then recently I said, hey, actually about a month ago, I said, hey, is therapy something that you'd want to do or you'd be interested in doing? And do you remember how that conversation went?
I think I thought about it, like you told me that, and then I thought about it, like the first thought that came to my mind was yes, because, I don't know, I wanted to do therapy, and, but I didn't say yes right away, because I kind of thought about it, and thought about, like, how I'm feeling, and
yeah,
it wasn't like, I wasn't feeling the best a month ago or a couple months ago. And it's just, I found myself hard to be happy or found myself hard to, or it's been hard for me to look forward to things.
Yeah.
And that's what we're doing. We're trying to set goals or set things to look forward to in our future. One of those being your birthday.
Mm-hmm.
But in June was my birthday, and that was another thing to look forward to. But yeah. That's when I started feeling like I couldn't look forward to anything because right. After my birthday was over, because, you know, like April, May leading up to my birthday, you know, getting all excited, like
totally.
Thinking about what I'm going to do, you know,
reminding me
what
every
I might
5
get.
Minutes about how many days it was going to be. Yeah, I know. I'm with you.
Yeah.
I was there.
And, but like thinking about just what's going to happen on my birthday, what are we going to do? You know, I was looking forward to it.
Yeah.
And, but then after my birthday, like my birthday was the best. It was so much fun. Different because of quarantine.
Yeah.
But it was great. It was really awesome. But after my birthday, I started feeling like I couldn't look forward to anything, and it was really hard for me to look forward to things.
Yeah.
And so that's when we started setting things to look forward to, one of those being your birthday.
Mm-hmm.
I forgot what the other thing was. Oh, our garden.
Yeah.
Starting our garden.
Yeah, the garden, and then even 4th of July plans were that this past week when I was off.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
we,
yeah.
We wanted to, off, like, yeah. We sat down and we had, like, intentional conversation about, like, what are we going to do? What is it going to look like? How can we enjoy this time? Because it was very much, it was a break, not just for me, it was a break for you also. Yeah. And so yeah. So that's funny because full circle today, well, a few weeks later, I was able to finally kind of find someone. It took a little while. You know, I think I got the first batch of recommendations for somebody. And, you know, if you're following along, part of the reason for doing this part of the podcast is for you, if you are thinking about therapy or if you are thinking about searching for a therapist for your kid, you know, here's just some things that I think that you might want to hear, right? Because this process, it's an interesting one, right? And I'm new to it. And I think the only thing that's kind of valuable about my newness to it is that I'm paying attention to every single part of the process very, very intentionally. And so a few days after you said that you're interested in starting, and I don't know if you remember this, but you said, I'll think about it. And then literally later on that night, you texted me because you had gone to your mom's by that point. And not even 24 hours later, you were like, you know what? I think I'm interested. And then I was like, okay. So I actually sent off, you know, I'm kind of weird about like this kind of stuff. So it's like, I kind of want to be recommended and I want recommendations and I want to kind of go through someone that's recommended. Because personal recommendations mean a lot to me. So then I started searching for a therapist and it took me a little bit because I think it took longer because in between the first need that I could identify, that you and I had kind of talked about, just talking about having a hard time looking forward to things. Then everything happened with George Floyd. Mm-hmm. And then everything happened with, you know, just racial reconciliation in the United States. And then I felt like that brought up another like kind of wave of things inside of you. And, you know, me, I'm, you know, half black, half Italian and Irish. So, you know, but I'm a black man that is lighter skin. But that took me so long to kind of wrap my head around, so long for me to kind of really snap into what my identity is. And this new season brought up some things that you started wrestling with. And I heard those things come up. And one of those being when you said, you know, Dad, what do you think the world looks at me as? And I said, a little white girl, you know? And I didn't mean to, you know, you're a tall white girl, actually. But I think that it's important, not only it's important for you to start to get to some of those identity issues, but also the looking forward to having a hard time looking forward to stuff. Yeah. And a little bit of the sadness and a little bit of the, you know, the issue that you've had lately. Now, I also think that it's like so natural to have so much stuff going on and so many things coming up in different waves. So long story short, I thought that I kind of had someone tracked down for you when I thought that we were just going to address, like, you know, having a hard time looking forward to things and just having someone to talk to, other than me and your mom. And that was a big one, right? Because we don't know what we don't know. And we just kind of wanted to open up some space for you to speak freely. You know, I know there's some things that are weird to talk to Dad about. I know there's some things that are weird to talk to Mom about. And so I wanted to make sure that in this hyper-pressurized world and time that we were finding someone that you could talk to those things about. And then this next wave of issues kind of like, you know, drums up some identity stuff that I wanted you to have someone to work through and talk through. Mm-hmm. And I think that I can talk through a lot of that stuff with you too. And I think I could talk through a lot of the sadness and, you know, mild depression stuff, you know, just considering the fact that, like, you go from, you know, being at school every day or at summer camp every day to being locked in your house every day. You know, like, that's a big thing. That's a very valid set of kind of concerns and things to be overwhelming. I just want to make sure that we called in some reinforcements. Long story short, today, in full circle, we've been making some effort to put things in place that you look forward to. And today, do you remember what you said earlier today? We finally found you. I finally interviewed enough people, find you somebody. You had a pre-interview with her the other day. We're talking today about how to schedule it, when to schedule it. And I said, okay, we're going to schedule it next week, next Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, or something.
Yeah.
Do you remember what you said?
No.
It's ironic that we were trying to put things in place to look forward to. And then today you said, hey, Dad, is it weird that I'm looking forward to therapy?
Oh, yeah.
Remember? Like, that was like today, by the way. And so I think it's really interesting, and that feels really good. That feels really good that, you know, we were trying to make an intentional effort about finding things to look forward to. You know, one of them is going to be like an art class that we try to find you for this summer. But the fact that, like, you're looking forward to therapy now, tell me about that. Tell me how you kind of went through this, never hearing about therapy before, really, right? Until I started. You heard about it. You knew what it was.
Mm-hmm.
But actually, that's a good question. What was your first kind of impression of therapy?
Oh, that's a good one. I think my first, like you said in the beginning, I feel like therapy in my mind wasn't for people who are happy or who have been happy.
Yeah.
Or have experienced any type of joy in their life. Oh, I feel like it's for, I used to think, I now know that happy people or people who experience joy can do therapy because you don't know what's going on in their life, et cetera.
Yeah.
But I used to feel like therapy was for really sad people or people who have dealt with some type of trauma, some type of PTSD that they still have that they need to work through with another person.
Yeah.
You know, and there are like, I feel like there are different types of therapy. There's like the therapy that we're doing now.
Yeah. Even now, like with the microphones.
Oh, yeah.
Boom.
Yeah.
How about that?
Yeah.
Talking is therapy. It's therapeutic.
And then like writing in a journal can also be therapeutic.
Yep.
Drawing, painting.
Like you do, yeah.
Exactly. Gardening.
Yeah.
Meditating. It could be therapeutic, but the type of therapy we're doing is talking with another person.
Yeah.
In person, not on technology usually.
Yeah.
Or not on Zoom usually, but that's what it's come to now because of the coronavirus.
Yeah.
But I used to think that like therapy was for someone who was sad all the time or depressed all the time, and not for people who are having a good life.
Yeah.
Like people who have had a bad life or having a bad life. But I feel like there were definitely points where I thought therapy was for quote unquote crazy people.
Yeah. Yeah.
But
I get it.
Not
exactly the term we use, you know, like and I'm not a therapist, but I'm sure that a therapist or two has looked at me like I was crazy when I said that. But but yeah, it's not anymore, right?
Yeah.
What do you think now?
I think therapy now is used for people to talk about how they're feeling.
Yeah.
And I know a lot of people now are probably doing therapy or doing things to help them through situations.
Yeah, or we hope they are.
Yeah. And pray that they are. But I think therapy now is for people who are just needing someone to talk to and needing someone to communicate how they're feeling, communicate what they're feeling in that moment, what they're feeling last week, what they're feeling last month, what they're feeling last year, the past couple months, the past couple years, you know, especially now, like the past couple months with the coronavirus, all the Black Lives Matter movements, everything that's happened with George Floyd, Breonna Taylor, Ahmaud Arbery, you know, and just now therapy for me is just being able to talk to someone that is going to listen to you no matter what. You know, it's literally their job to listen to people. And that's actually pretty interesting to me, like having a job listening to people talk. You know?
It is.
I know for me it's a little, it can be a little boring or aggravating when people talk too much. And me personally, I know I've asked this question to you, like, I talk, I have asked you if I talk too much.
And what have I answered ever?
You don't, I don't think about what I'm going to say or I don't think about what I'm going to say.
Oh, when I say that to you?
Yeah.
No, what I've said that, no, there's no such thing as talking too much.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like the only time that, I ever have anything to say about you talking a lot is like if you're just talking to talk.
Oh yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And that's fine too. That just lets me know that, you know, you need some attention and, you know, I got maybe need to cuddle or watch a movie or hang out, which is fine. It's the indicator as well. But yeah, it is interesting having a job of listening to someone. And that brings up a good point. Something that I have found is that it's just very nice to have space to say whatever you want. No judgment, safe zone, process, be honest, not worry about getting in trouble by dad or mom. You know, for you, for me, it's like, you know, I've made sure that I'm like, you know, don't listen, because I want to make sure that I can say unfiltered sometimes, at least because I'm a very verbal processor. And I think you are too. And so you've had, so far, you've had just 25 minutes. And just getting to know a person, one person kind of made it through my gauntlet of requirements. And you know, what's funny is like the requirements were very, parents, if you're thinking about this for you, for your kid, the requirements for me, I didn't really understand what the requirements kind of could be, should be. And, you know, my therapist friend kind of talked me through some of the ones that I should have based on some of the things she heard me say, right? Some of the things that I've dealt with, trauma, I should have someone that I can work through trauma with and yada, yada. And that's all fine and good, but it's like this big black hole at the beginning. You know, it's like, what do I really do? There's a couple of things that I would, you know, recommend is, you know, your kid. And if you have some things that you're like, hey, you know what? Those feel like maybe things that I would like someone to create space to talk to my kid about. Or maybe it's something you don't exactly know how to talk about. Or maybe it's like, you know, that's how I would start the search. Because you can kind of search based on criteria. And with you, I just noticed, you know, kind of the funk, the mood change sometimes. Which, again, 1,000% normal, 1,000% okay, 1,000% like natural, it seems like, in this like crazy time.
Yeah.
And then also, like I said, there's some racial identity stuff. And so for me, I felt like it would actually be good for you to talk to someone that has multiple racial identities. And so the one that I, the person that I found, she's white and Mexican, but she's, but the conversations that I've had with her were, and honestly, I interviewed like four or five different biracial people. Because there's something important as a person that's biracial and like mixed mixed racial identity, I have realized in my life that that road can be a tumultuous one to kind of identify. And you have such a heart for justice. You've had such a heart for, you know, the Black Lives Matter movement. You know, you have had, you know, you've written amazing poems. You have done amazing artwork. You, you know, were dying to get out to a protest that we couldn't actually get you out to, unfortunately. But because I know that you have that inside of you, those are things that I want to make sure that we create space around. And so part of it is, how much experience do you have, person, that is going to be talking to my kid, you know what I'm saying, behind closed doors? How can I trust you? How do I, you know, so those are some of the things that I brought up even in the interview of the therapist for you.
Yeah.
What's your experience dealing with this age group? What's your experience dealing with this group, with this, some of these topics? And then, you know, just listen to the answers. And at some point, you're going to hear someone say, yeah, I've got this much experience, and this is something that I've experienced. And one of the things that this particular therapist said was that she works with a lot of Mexican and Latino American kids, and she works with your age group specifically, like that middle school, like early high school age group. And she said that a lot of the conversations now in the groups that she's been doing has turned to this racial injustice, racial reckoning topic. And so she feels like she's been talking about it a lot. So for me, knowing you, knowing the situations that I can identify, I was like, you know what? That's, you know, these are the things that are kind of making up a person. But if you're an adult and you're looking for therapy, you're looking to get into therapy, I would say some of those same things. You know what I'm saying? Like, look at a person and you don't have to get too attached. And I would tell you this too. You've only had 25 minutes. You've met her. Tell me what you thought about her. Why?
Am I able to say her name?
Yeah. Just say her first name. You just know her first name.
No, I know. Just, I didn't know if, like...
Yeah, totally.
Not confidential, but...
No, it's fine, yeah.
All right. What I really liked about my therapist was that, I even told you this, I felt like I knew her already.
Yeah.
And I felt like I knew not necessarily who she was as a person, but who she was.
Yeah.
Because, like, the way she talked to me felt like I was talking to a friend, and yeah, felt like I was talking to someone I knew. And she, you said that she, like, deals with my age group. So I feel like she has had experience talking to kids like me or, my age group. And, I feel like a lot of the way my age group learns, or not learns, listens, or feels, I guess you could say, attracted to a person, is like the way they talk to you.
Yeah.
And that's how I feel about my therapist, is that she talks to me like I knew her, and she's like a friend of mine.
Yeah.
You know? And I think that's pretty special, because the way you talk to a person, I feel like, really identifies, or the way you communicate with a person really identifies the relationship you have with that person.
Yeah.
Like, I barely know my therapist, but I feel like I already have a relationship with her.
Yeah.
Based on the way she was just talking to me for that 25 minutes.
Yeah.
You know, and just like the way she listened, I could tell, I think she was taking notes. I don't know. But I think she was taking notes while I was talking, you know. And, like, nodding her head, like, agreeing with me, or...
Yeah, because you guys are on, like, a video call.
Yeah, well, just, like, I could tell that she was visually listening to me. I know that's her job, but just, like, I don't know. It feels good to be seen, and I know she could see me, and she sees me. And she... You told her, like, how I was feeling during this time, and what I need help with, or what I have dealt with during this time, you know?
Yeah.
And she knew that. She knew how to approach me. She knew how to, like, just talk me through it. Again, I know it was only for 25 minutes, but I feel like the therapy sessions in the future are going to be so good.
Yeah.
Because of that 25 minutes.
Yeah.
I just know it's going to be good.
Yeah.
Because she just, again, listens to me and sees me.
Yeah, totally. I like that. I loved that she even gave that as an option to talk to you for 25 minutes. You know what I'm saying? Like, hey, you know, like, you know, we can set up a time. She can meet me and see if she's happy with me. And she was very much like, even in the response email, she was like, I'm really happy that she's happy talking to me, or comfortable talking to me. And so those are some things. And those are some of the ways that we went with setting up a therapist for Hannah, you know, during this time. And one thing that I want to make sure that you understand, kid, is if you don't feel comfortable talking, if you don't feel like it's like doing anything, if you feel like it's, you know, not making you stronger or happy or clearer headed or whatever it is, like, you don't have to talk to me about what you talk about in therapy. That's between you and her. Mm-hmm. And I'm kind of in this space of, you know, of course you and I can talk. Obviously you and me talk. We are literally talking right now.
Yeah.
But and we do this all the time. You know, like, honestly, I think that we probably record maybe 0.5% of our actual conversations now that I've like really kind of paid attention to it. Yeah. But so we do our talking. That's your space. It's your time. There's someone that's paid to listen to you. There's someone that's paid to give you that space, to give you something to look forward to. But I also want you to understand, if you don't want to continue at any point, if you're like, yeah, I'm good, I feel like, you know, I don't worry about those things anymore, good. If you feel like she's not the one, even if you think that that's something that's very, I want you to understand this, and I don't want to sound crass, but if you bought a pair of shoes, you tried them on, they didn't fit, what would we do?
Return them.
We take them back and go get you some new shoes. Okay? This is a product. Therapy is, even though it's human connection and all that kind of stuff, it is a product. And if you're not happy with the product, then we can go somewhere else. You know what I'm saying? If something happens, that connection, you know, also you got to remember, first time you meet anybody, they're on their P's and Q's. They're on their best behavior. You know what I'm saying? And you know, that is very, what I also want to say about this person, even though it's a business, you know what I'm saying? Like, everyone's wants to get your business. She was very fair. She knew that we didn't have a ton of money. She knew that, it was a stretch even to try to figure out how to get you in weekly. And insurance is like, all the insurance conversations, that was Gracie trying to get out of the room. All the insurance conversations were way dumb expensive, or options. And I think some of those insurance options are. But if you are out there and you're in a financial hard time situation, here's the thing. If you are or not, you can send me an email. Send it to joel@wehavetoshare.com. And I will share with you some of the contacts that I have. And this is one of them. And she's doing like a, like $30 a session for you. And I pay $30 for my therapist too. So it's possible, guys. And I think that if you're listening and you want to know more, just email me joel@wehavetoshare.com. And I'll send you a list. I'll send you some of those resources. But I know for me, a lot of this process was hard or difficult or scary because there's a lot you don't know. And hopefully maybe people know a little bit more, but I'm really happy that you're starting. You're going to start next week. I'm really happy that you have this to look forward to. And then the last question that I want to give you, cause we're already at 28 minutes. Who knew? Of course we're going to talk too long, but, the last question I want to ask you is, have you thought about what you want out of it? Like, what do you want to accomplish or achieve? And it doesn't have to be like a big goal, like enlightenment, but
this is going to be, I guess you could say, a message for my future self.
Ah, there you go.
And like a goal for my future self and how I want to feel in the future.
Love it.
Or when I'm done with therapy or whenever I feel like that.
Yep.
I know this might sound like maybe even a little sad, mm-hmm. but I feel like it's really truthful, especially in this time.
Yeah.
I want to... Like, I'm happy. I'm happy right now.
Yeah.
And today was a happy day. Today was a good day.
Yeah.
But there have been days this week that I haven't felt that happy.
Yeah.
Or moments in my week.
Sure.
Maybe not a full day of not being happy, but there have been days in my week where I haven't felt happy.
Yeah.
There have been days or weeks in my month that I haven't felt happy.
Yeah.
And when I'm done with therapy, I want to feel happy for a whole week. Mm-hmm. I want to feel happy.
Yeah.
You know, and again, I'm going to say today was a happy day. I'm happy right now.
Yeah.
I'm happy we are recording again.
Yeah.
And doing this.
Yeah.
But I want to feel happy after therapy.
Yeah. Yeah, that's good. That is a message to your future self and to your current self, and kind of helps you to think through what you want right now. And I get it. Trust me when I tell you, I get it. It's been a hard time. It's been a hard few months. I think it's been a hard few months for a lot of people. And I think a lot of people would probably have that same kind of desire, that same hope, you know. And this, and you know, after kind of, it's only been a few months for me. But it is something that I look forward to. It is a space that I can count on. What I found myself doing is kind of saying like, oh, I want to talk to her about that, you know, or maybe I just can't identify anybody right now. And honestly, just sometimes knowing, oh man, I got someone that their whole focus is on me. You know what I'm saying? And they literally have to pay attention to me. And, you know, for me, part of my struggle and part of what I work through in therapy is the fact that I pour out a lot for a lot of other people. And I told her straight up, I was like, I just need you to focus on helping me. You know what I'm saying? Like, I help a lot of people. I am with a lot of people. And I don't want to change that at all. If anything, I want to expand the ministry that God's put on my heart. And because of that, I want to make sure that I'm more healthy. And I want to make sure that I'm more happy. And I want to make sure that I have a place, a safe place to process some of the difficulties of the time that's going on. And so with that, I'm just want to let you know I'm proud of you for taking this step. I'm really excited for you to take this step. And I can't wait to hear about it in a few months or another month or so. And we'll get an update on it. And, you know, I think that in the meantime, I'm just proud of you for being brave and taking that step. Gosh, I wish I had started sooner. I wish I had kind of had some of these conversations way earlier in my life. But it is such a blessing that you get to do that now, you mm-hmm. know, and we're trusting God to provide, you know what I'm saying? Like provide for your continued mental health, my continued mental health. We have been trusting him with providing for our family, you know, in a really precarious time for, you know, months on months on months now. And he always shows up, always provides. So, would you close us in prayer since you're the star of this episode? Well, you're the star of every episode, by the way. But you want to close us in prayer and something about therapy, mental health, self-care, something.
Yeah. Dear Lord, I pray that every person listening and every person in the world right now feels happy this week, this month, or at least soon. And I pray that if anyone's having trouble with their mental health, they know that they can come to you and pray to you, and you'll always be there. Mm-hmm. And I pray that if anyone is dealing with mental health issues, that they talk to someone. If it's you, if it's a therapist, parents, friends, family, any sorts of someone close to them,
yeah,
that they talk to that person.
Mm-hmm.
And they take care of themselves. And I pray that you take care of my brothers and sisters, Lord. And I pray that you show them peace and love. And I pray that you allow us as a community to come together to stop the injustice mm-hmm. with Black lives mm-hmm. and police brutality and everything in between. And Lord, I pray that you keep us safe at protests, mm-hmm. at movements, and I just pray that you keep your children safe and give us the strength and the willpower to spread our voices to stop these injustices.
Yeah.
And I just want to pray for our world right now and pray that you heal us from the coronavirus and help us get through that.
Mm-hmm.
And I pray that whoever is listening right now knows that they are loved and they are cared for, and you will always, always, always love them.
Mm-hmm.
And never stop loving them.
Mm-hmm.
I just thank you for the opportunities you're giving us to spread our voices. And I pray you keep us safe, Lord. In Jesus' name I pray, amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Gosh, I love it when you pray. It's like my favorite thing. All right, ladies and gentlemen, thank you for tuning into the Daddy Daughter Podcast. A little bit longer than we wanted to. We wanted to keep this one short and simple, but there's a lot to talk about and a lot going on. And, you know, I just am so excited. I'm so excited for you, you know. I'm so excited for things to look forward to. And I'm so thankful to God, too, for always looking out for us. All right, if you have any questions or comments or concerns, hey, shoot me an email, joel@wehavetoshare.com. And if you need a list, if you're interested in a list for, you know, some sort of therapy or mental health for yourself, I will share a list that I didn't put the list together. Soul City has put together an amazing list of vetted therapists. And then also I'll kind of show you some of the things that I've done and some of the ways that I've gone with looking for a therapist for myself recently. And then also looking for a therapist for my beautiful 13-year-old daughter, which, you know, I'm not just trusting you to nobody. You know what I'm saying? They have to like, oh yeah, I didn't like the way she pronounced that word. Delete contact. You know what I'm saying? I was a little bit picky about it, but anyways. All right, ladies and gentlemen, we thank you for tuning in.
We love you guys. Have a great night, day, afternoon, whatever time of day it is for you guys. We love you, and we're glad to be back.
Yeah, we are glad to be back. Kid, I love you so much.